All right. Okay. Let's look through the window of baseball. We do it for Truett & White, the professional builder's choice, and Marvin Windows and Doors. It's Sunday baseball, ESPN. Bruce Jenkins joins us. Bruce, I love the matchup. It's Thor against Samardzija, and 5 o'clock, Mets, Giants. I don't know. I'm into this matchup tonight.
Oh, it should be good. I mean, you know, every start for Samardzija is a big one to see how he's progressing. But, you know, Syndergaard's one of these guys who throws around 100. And I just hope Nunez gets on base because he'll be on third in about 2 seconds.
I know. 40 stolen bases. 60's the record, Dwight Gooden.
Yeah, people are just running wild on this guy. I mean, he's one of these guys who nobody ever hit him, you know, through youth ball in high school, whatever. So he didn't really worry about holding guys on because there was hardly anybody to hold on. But this is the bigs. It's a whole different story.
Remember Eckersley?
It's going to hurt him eventually.
Remember Eckersley? He always said, well, I don't care if anybody gets it. I'll get the next guy out. It didn't
sure.
matter. Maybe this is what he thinks about.
Huh.
Yeah, well, Eckersley did that, but Syndergaard isn't quite in that caliber yet.
Hey, Bruce, from Thor to Big Sexy, you wrote an incredible, just a very entertaining column today's Green Sheet, the Sunday Chronicle. Just what is it about Bartolo Colon, other than his girth, that captures everybody's imagination?
Well, I mean, he's enormous, for one thing. He looks like he's been retired for about 30 years, and he hasn't missed a big meal. I mean,
right.
But it's a great baseball
yeah.
thing.
Yeah.
Just like a guy like Lincecum or Pedro Martinez can throw a baseball through a wall. I mean, here's a guy who's just got a massive boiler, and he's 43. But he just knows things, and his arm is sound, and it's a beautiful baseball thing. I was really captivated by watching him not only pitch but not hit as he stood up there. The first time he never moved a muscle. The second time he actually swung away. He's been known to surprise people with a hit. But, you know, the guy, he's from the Dominican. He comes from absolute stark poverty, and he's still there. He's still there dealing, and, you know, here's the staff. With all these guys on the Mets have had arm trouble at one time or another, you know, Wheeler and Matz and Syndergaard a little bit, and Harvey's out for the year. And here's Colon at 43, just the anchor.
No doubt about it. And it's not just Bruce Jenkins writing about Colon, but on the Bochy Show with John Miller, they were talking Colon yesterday, and on the Kruk and Kipe Show. I'll just leave you with this on Colon, Bruce. Did you see the fan down by a home plate that removed his Mets jersey yesterday and was kind of showing his bare chest at Bartolo? Unbelievable.
Yeah, I mentioned that in the column. The guy's it was a great TV shot because he was right there in the shot. But I'm sure Colon, I mean, nothing bothers this guy. You can heckle him to death, and he won't affect him in the slightest.
I like this series. There's something about the I don't know. It's the Mets. They're fighting, you know, to stay in this thing. Terry Collins, you've got Cespedes back, and boy, Bruce, the guy just crushed two yesterday. We had the game on Friday night. It was an exciting game.
Right.
I don't know, and there's something about this one. The Mets and the Giants, and both of them are in the whole mix of this thing. I like the matchup. I like the game tonight.
Well, yeah, Cespedes makes all the difference on this team. He really does. When he's out, the lineup looks weak. When he's in there, it's like anything can happen. You know, he's one of those guys, those special guys, you know, Barry Bonds kind of guy, or Stanton, you know, going all the way back to, you know, Aaron and Mays, and he just makes a difference, and he's spectacular. He's not just a power hitter, but when he hits them, they go an awful long way. It wakes up the whole team. It makes them feel like anything's possible, and it really is when he's out there.
Yeah. I think, you know, and I said it on the post game last night, I want this guy. You know, I mean, they're going to have a lot of money off the books next year. And he's fit for this park. There's just something about him. I don't have any problem with him.
Well, the Giants need somebody like that in the worst way. I mean, they really do. I mean, Pence has been known to hit some tape measure shots, and Posey can go deep, and Belt, Crawford, you know, whatever. But they don't have one of those guys. There aren't many of them, really. But, you know, there's a few. I mean, a guy like Trumbo is one of those guys. You know, a guy who's going to hit you 30 to 35 homers, and you know that. And he's just a big lunk up there. He scares the heck out of the opposition, and you can kind of count on him doing some really big damage in a given series. And the Giants don't really have that in terms of power hitting.
No, especially home runs this second half. They've given up 47, I think, hit 26, something like that.
Yeah.
Henry had that in his column today. Bruce, then, of course, we're going to talk to you next weekend when the Braves are here. But in between that, three games with the Dodgers this week, and here we are, baseball 2016, the first real big confrontation.
Yeah, I'm happy to say I'll be down there for all three of those.
Really?
I'll be writing on all three of those. Yeah, and I'm really looking forward to it. I mean, It's the first of nine with the Dodgers, which is a very cool thing. You know, schedules are so weird these days with interleague play, and you never know who's going to pop up. But to have three series with the Dodgers is really pretty tremendous. And, you know, the Giants caught the Mets at a pretty good time, at least when Cespedes wasn't in there. But it's not a great time to be catching the Dodgers in terms of their hitting. They are really raking, and it's going to be interesting to see how they, especially Bumgarner and Moore, fare against the heavily left-handed leaning lineup. It looks like something that'll work to the Giants' favor, but you know, you really don't know how it's going to work out. And Equate will be in there too, but they're hitting the heck out of the ball. You know, Seager and Turner and Utley and Peterson's hot, Grandal. I mean, it's a dangerous lineup, and somehow they're getting through this thing with a patchwork rotation. Now I see Brett Anderson's got a blister. I mean, everybody's got something wrong with them down there, except for maybe Maeda, but. Who knows? It's great. I mean, both teams are, you know, we've seen both teams are seriously flawed, but both teams are also very good in a lot of ways, and one of them is going to win the division, and this will be the start of us find out who does.
Dodgers won today against the Reds 4-0. Arias, he scattered a bunch of hits and shutout ball over six innings. What do you think about Matt Moore? You mentioned him. How confident do you feel in Matt Moore going in to pitch that game Thursday?
Not very. I mean, from what I've seen of him so far, he walks too many guys. He doesn't have command. The guys are hitting the ball hard. You just got to bank on the fact that the guy's got a track record and, you know, a few adjustments to be made. He was talking about some flaws in his delivery that he thinks he can fix. He's been very good. So, I mean, that's why they got him. You know, so far, the results haven't been great, but this would be a good time to turn it around.
Well, just keep the team in the game. Like, yeah. You know, look, five innings, three runs yesterday. It was a 3-2 game in the sixth inning.
Yeah.
And,
mm-hmm.
And Bruce, you'll be down there, and it's going to be Will Smith. It's going to be Javier Lopez. It's going to be a game of bullpens. We know the mm-hmm. Dodgers will be a game of bullpens. Mm-hmm. And for the Giants, it will be the same. And I'll tell you, that's the way this thing's going to get determined. See if you can keep the ball in the park. And it will be the bullpen, the strength of the Giant bullpen. This is the time to stand up and say, hey, this is who we are. Now, there's 39 to go. So, you know, even with disaster, this is still, or if you win all three, this thing is far from over because that's what a pennant race is all about. But my prediction is bullpen, 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 and you'll be writing about that.
Yeah, you know, the Dodgers have had a great bullpen record. And Dave Roberts has been using, you know, seven or eight guys in a game, you know, throwing like the three batters tops or whatever. And I don't know if these guys have the stuff of longevity. There's a lot of very unfamiliar names in there, some cast-offs here and there. You know, Jansen's good, but I think the Giants are going to match up well in the bullpen in this series the way that they've looked. Lopez especially, he's not starting out guys 2-0 with the sliders he can't get over. He's getting ahead in the count, and he still has good stuff. That's going to be huge. And it's obviously a huge series for Will Smith because there's a lot of chances for him to come in and get a couple guys out with all those left-handed hitters. You know, we'll see about Casilla. Who knows there, but... you know, it's a great, huge series for Strickland.
Yep.
And hopefully they won't need to use PB too much. I mean, that means that if the starter got hammered and they're behind. But it's going to be interesting and tough to call, like you say.
Well, I'm glad you're there. Bruce, thanks.
Yeah.
Have a great time, and I can't wait to talk to you next week, and we'll read you all week in the Chronicle. Very good.
Right on, Bruce.
Hey, thanks, guys. Talk soon.
All right. That is Bruce Jank. Boy, great report from him.
That'll be
quick
great
break.
All week. Yeah,
quick
absolutely.
Break, and we're going to be back with more. We've got a lot to do right here, the Sports Leader.